We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
It actually puts an exclamation point on the fact that we have a two-tier justice system. If you're a Republican, you can't even lie to Congress or lie to an FBI agent, or they're coming after you. They're going to bury you. They're going to put you in the D.C. jail.
Turning on police and spraying them with mace. This officer was trapped, pinned by a metal door and screaming for help that didn't come.
To march on the Capitol today.
We are going to take our country back.
The insurgency began and we missed it.
We're coming for you and we're going to have a good time doing it.
This. Let's go do some crimes.
So, let's have trial by combat.
I demand trial by combat.
You'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength. We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. and we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give. The Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything. Not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This is CNN Breaking News. This is CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking, 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 breaking news.
There's some new news about the news, because CNN is cutting back on overhyping everything as breaking news, which means, yes, which means overhyping everything is now up for grabs. So we have breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you shocked and terrified to report that what I'm saying right now means nothing. It is all a false sense of urgency to keep you captivated long enough to get to the next Lipitor commercial. And hold on, is this, I have to break into this breaking news with a breaking news alert. According to an internal memo, CNN is cutting back on the breaking news graphic because its impact has become lost on the audience, and CNN should be focused on informing, not alarming viewers. And with CNN out of the game, that'll leave plenty of alarming for the folks over at Fox News. In fact, they are now counter-programming with Tucker Carlson's new show, Look Out, Gay Immigrants Are Coming for Your Penis. Now, exactly 17 months since the January 6th insurrection. And the January 6th committee is set to make its case public with primetime hearings. Insurrection is going primetime. Get ready for your new favorite show, America's Got Treason. Now, we might actually get some answers from these hearings because due to a Kevin McCarthy hissy fit, the only Republicans on the January 6th committee are noted critics of the big lie, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. So, unlike the insanely combative impeachment hearings, these primetime hearings might function normally. The January 6th committee has gotten a lot of information from reluctant witnesses because they've been willing to play a bit of hardball. Take former presidential aide Peter Navarro, who was one of the ringleaders of the attempted coup, and we know that because he cleverly confessed the entire plot on national TV.
What I show in the In Trump Time book is this plan we had called the Green Bay Sweep. The plan was simply this. We had over 100 congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill ready to implement the sweep. The sweep was simply that. We were gonna challenge the results of the election in the 6 battleground states. At 1 p.m., Senator Ted Cruz and Gosar, a representative, started the Green Bay sweep beautifully, challenging the results of Arizona. The remedy was for Vice President Pence, as the quarterback in the Green Bay sweep, to remand those votes back to the 6 battleground states.
Green Bay sweep. So Navarro thought he could admit to trying to overturn a fair election on national TV, and there'd be no consequences because he gave it a fun nickname? Officer, you can't arrest me. I didn't do anything illegal. I was just doing a little move I like to call the bebop step stab. A bebop step stab, bebop step stab, stabby stab stab stab. Stab stab stab. Beep beep bop. Stab stab stab. Stab stab stab. Stab stab. The committee thought, here's a crazy idea. Let's subpoena the guy who admitted to planning the crime. Now, Navarro refused to show up to their subpoena. So on Friday, Navarro was indicted and arrested on 2 counts of contempt of Congress. He was... Oh, my goodness. Oh. This upset Navarro, and it also upset Texas Representative Louie Gohmert. After learning of Navarro's arrest, Gohmert actually said this.
It actually puts an exclamation point on the fact that we have a two-tier justice system. If you're a Republican, you can't even lie to Congress or lie to an FBI agent, or they're coming after you, they're going to bury you.
Nowadays, you can't even lie to Congress or lie to the FBI or hotwire a car, then drive that car to a bank and grab all the money at gunpoint and then head to the nearest zoo to throw rocks at the pandas. There's a two-tier justice system. One tier for the people who obey the law and a whole different tier for the people who break the law. How is that fair? Hold still, Ling Ling. Hold still. I winged him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wait, hold on a second. We're getting more breaking news. Okay, this is just in. Is this confirmed? He's just confirmed it. Louie Gohmert remains the dumbest man alive. So...
CNN Breaking News.
The House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack will hold its first public hearing so we can all finally get to the bottom of that thing the entire country watched on live TV in real time.
This is CNN Breaking News.
In order to thrive in today's GOP and court the Republican base, you have to embrace election denialism by implying there was widespread fraud in 2020 when we all know that there was not.
The reality for me is 2020, under the cover of COVID, was an example of how you should not run an election. And here in Pennsylvania, people are really worked up about it. I already said on the debate stage, I was the first to say we cannot leave 2020 behind. We have to get under the hood, examine exactly what went down, and address those issues. There are so many different things that happened as you really, really examine it. As a physician, you know, I like to get into the details. I've talked to individuals who say their votes weren't counted, went to the polls and claimed that someone had already voted with their absentee ballot. We have got to understand the different ways where cheating occurred so we can, first of all, identify how much happened, but also make sure that it never happens again.
I understand that as a physician, you want to get into the details, but there are also times you just don't have to. If a patient came in and said their arm fell off, but you could see that it hadn't, you probably wouldn't order a full set of tests. You'd probably... You know, you'd send them off to a different doctor who did, you know, brain stuff, which is what we should do to anyone who said their vote wasn't counted, because I doubt these people knew that. But this is the ideological heart of the GOP, con men and scam artists embracing the lie that any election they lose is illegitimate. That was the lie that fueled the coup attempt on January 6th, and the GOP is as committed as ever to defending that lie, a lie that we now know almost got Trump's own vice president killed. In fact, we just recently learned that even in advance of January 6th, Pence's team was so worried that Trump was intentionally putting Pence at risk of physical danger that they alerted the Secret Service.
This stunning new report in the New York Times says that a top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence warned the Secret Service that President Trump could turn on the vice president, and the aide feared for Pence's safety on the eve of the Capitol riot. The Times report claims Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, warned the Secret Service of his safety concerns one day before the insurrection.
This falls into the category of one of those stories that's both incredibly shocking and not at all surprising. I mean, of course Trump was putting Pence in danger. That was the point. He was threatening Pence with physical violence unless Pence gave him what he wanted. The dude spent a lifetime in New York real estate. He knows how to act like a mobster. You think he never sat behind a desk threatening a city planning commissioner while petting a cat or, in Trump's case, Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, that's right, that's right. I love it right behind the ears, boss. Be quiet. Be quiet, furry windmill.
In fact, even after the mob tried to follow through on Trump's directive and storm the Capitol chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," Trump didn't back down. He ignored repeated pleas from even the people closest to him to quell the mob, and he reportedly even told his then chief of staff, Mark Meadows, that he thought maybe Pence should be hanged.
Stunning new reporting on the investigation into the January 6th attack concerning Donald Trump and his reaction to the chance from his supporters outside of the Capitol that day to, quote, hang Mike Pence. Shortly after hundreds of rioters at the Capitol started chanting, hang Mike Pence on January 6th, 2021, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, left the dining room off the Oval Office, walked into his own office, and told colleagues that President Donald J. Trump was complaining that the vice president was being whisked to safety. Mr. Meadows, according to an account provided to the House committee investigating January 6th, then told the colleagues that Mr. Trump had said something to the effect of, maybe Mr. Pence should be hanged.
Maybe Mike Pence should be hanged is a reminder that Trump is both a monster and wishy-washy. I mean, if there's ever a time to come down firmly on one side or the other, it's should we hang the vice president? I mean,
so long as I am your king, treason shall never go unpunished.
Trump would have made a terrible Queen of Hearts. Off with his head, or maybe we leave it on. A lot of people are saying, get that head out of here, but you can also make a case for keeping the head. We love the head, don't we, folks? It has all so many great parts. I mean, the eyes, don't forget the nose, and the beautiful mouth. Remember, I mean, We're waiting for all of this and more to finally come out when the January 6th committee holds its first televised hearings in prime time. Now, if you ask me, they should have done this a while ago, and a lot more people should already be in jail by now, but better late than never, I guess. And yet, the Trump team's argument is mainly that no one's going to watch, a point former Trump spokesman Jason Miller made over the weekend.
This is basically just an echo chamber, a lefty echo chamber, where they think in their minds, well, people at home will stop what they're doing at 8 p.m. at night. No, you're getting the kids put to bed, or you're getting done with the homework, or you're watching sports. We talk about the finals, Stanley Cup, or NBA. You're going to stop and watch Liz Cheney, Benny Thompson, Adam Kinzinger. No, it's people. Now we're getting into the summer. We're into June. People have better things to do in their lives.
Dude, no one's expecting millions of viewers to change channels en masse from the NBA Finals to a congressional hearing. And I don't blame them. I'd also rather watch the NBA Finals, even though I think about Jason Miller the whole time because his head is the shape of a partially deflated basketball. Also, no one should be surprised that Congress picked the worst time to start these hearings. I mean, way to wait until the summer when people famously watch the most TV. Oh, it's 85 degrees. Should we take the boat out on the lake with a cold six-pack or stay inside to watch the hearings? But no one's trying to compete with the NBA Finals, and that's not the point. The point is to document what happened in the lead-up to the coup attempt because Republicans are going to try it again. You think Donald Trump's just going to give up after almost getting his own vice president killed? Trump's like the Wile E. Coyote to Pence's Roadrunner. Remember that insane Oval Office meeting where Pence sat totally still with his eyes closed, hoping no one would notice him? He learned that from cartoons. What people don't remember is that at the end of that meeting, Pence held up a little sign that said, meet me. The shameless bad faith of the GOP in trying to whitewash an attempted coup remains both shocking and also not surprising, which is why we need a full, clear, exhaustive account of everything that went into their plan so we can hopefully stop it from happening again. We need to sound the alarm now and hope that everyone hears it. Maybe it would help if the alarm sounded like this.
This is CNN Breaking News.
So to communicate with the American people, Joe Biden is sitting down with Jimmy Kimmel on Wednesday. That's the land of insanity in which we all live.
No. Oh, I see. What I do is insane. You guys telling us we should arm PE teachers to protect kids, that makes sense. Tucker Carlson giving Vladimir Putin a reach around every other night, sane. President on a late night talk show, insane.
This is CNN Breaking News.
The January 6th committee's first live hearing on primetime television, which aims to uncover who is responsible for the deadly Capitol insurrection. But the number one cable news network does not think this is a newsworthy thing. And here's what their most popular talking heads on Fox News are promising instead.
White supremacist QAnon insurrection. But there are a lot of outstanding questions.
They have this big hearing, so you will not hear the real story of January 6th here.
This is CNN Breaking News.
Donald Trump, you remember the guy who took his job as president so seriously he had time to meet with Kanye West and Kid Rock and Ted Nugent and Lil Wayne and the MyPillow guy who knows how many times and also watch TV all day? Well, this is what Trump is busy with. He posted on his imaginary social media site, Kash Patel wrote the best-selling children's book in the country. Not even top five, by the way. It's number nine. I looked it up. The Plot Against the King, which I recommended 2 weeks ago via Truth Social, telling our youth the Russiagate story. Google just banned his book's entire ad campaign. Let's put this amazing book in every school in America. Hey, let's seal up all the doors and fill the schools with this amazing book, which stars Chubby King Donald and his wizard assistant, which is the author himself. He made himself a character in the book with Trump. This guy, Patel, worked for the Trump administration at the Pentagon. And if you're wondering who would publish a book like this, it is a conservative children's publishing group called Brave Books. This isn't the only Trump book they've published. The list is bigly, including The Very Hungry Fatterpillar, The Berenstain Bears, Silence of Hooker, How the Grinch Stole 11,779 Votes in Georgia. Chop down the giving tree, one fish, two fish, Filet-O-Fish, blue fish, and where the wild things were before my stupid son shot them.
This is CNN breaking news.
So the radical left Department of Injustice, because they don't do justice, they do the opposite, has indicted Proud Boys for conspiracy of seduction. And this is now a crime, according to the left. Okay, so you're undoing it during Pride Month. Isn't that, I don't know if there's anything lower. They're always, oh, we're very pro-LGBTQ. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? This is one place, Mike, you know I don't like you, but we agree on one thing. Vice President Mike Pence, he's always saying, sir, I don't like it when the LGBTQ shove their agenda down my throat. And you said, Mike, you said sometimes it gets shoved down there so much you tear. It makes you tear up because you got so much LGBTQ down your throat. And this is what it does to our vice president, okay? Who I'm not a big fan of, but on this he's right. So Pride Month, which we support, we're very pro-pride, okay? You know, but of course, if you can only be proud, you can be a proud black woman, and that's okay. But if I say I'm a proud white man, all of a sudden the radical left, they say, no, sir, you're canceled. Well, I'm uncanceling myself right now. So you have Proud Boys being proud and boys, which are like, you know, that's two things, I guess, that the left wants to destroy. And they're doing it during Pride Month. And you say there's a constipation of seduction. That's what Merrick Garland, who was so bad, he was so bad he couldn't get on the Supreme Court. So Sleepy Joe said, come on, Jack, I'll put you on the Department of Injustice, Jack. And that's what we have now. A disgraceful Department of Injustice attacking Proud Boys during Pride. But the left, they're not going to say anything. No, they're going to say, Pride doesn't count for you. No, they won't have the Proud Boys in the parade. Right now, well, we're going to have our own Proud Boys parade at Mar-a-Lago, so we'll see what happens.
See ya.
Donnie was cutting every link between himself and the coup. It made him sick to have to turn the presidency over to the guys who stole it. Still, days after the riots, they were banning everyone from getting on a flight. When they detained Colby in the terminal, he had two duffel bags full of Nancy Pelosi's vacation Polaroids before they sent him to federal prison. You know, we always called each other Proud Boys. Like I'd say to somebody, he's such a happy little baby, he's a proud boy. Do him need a diaper change? Do him want his baba? Get him his baba. Understand? Being president meant you were part of a crew. You were part of a family. It means no one can f*** around with you. It also means that you can f*** around with anybody as long as they devote all their new free time to following social media conspiracies. It's like a license to steal. It's a license to do anything.
The guy, he don't even know. Airplanes are falling out of the sky. A baby is born.
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du, The Clash, R.E.M., and The Smiths. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Louis Gohmert, Robert Moore, Donald Trumpf, Jr., Rudy Giuliani, Tyrion Lannister, Donald Trumpf, Miracle Max, Stephen Colbert, Peter Navarro, Seth Meyers, Mehmet Oz, Jonathan Lemire, King Joffrey, Jimmy Kimmel, Whoopi Goldberg, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and J.L. Covan.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.